Whoa.
Oh. That was a lot. Jeez.
I'm on my way, main stride. Today's dumb, so you main ride.
Hey everybody! Welcome to Man Room Radio.
My ears.
The show
where we sit in my garage
and Ryan plays music that's loud in my ears. Apparently I'm getting old and music hurts my ears. Okay. I'm your host, Levi. This is episode 2.96. With me, one host, Gio.
My name is not Ryan Bryan, and I thank my lucky stars every morning that it's not. That's my fun fact of the day.
Thank you. And with me, another host, a guy who has, through a series of deals, shady negotiations, and missteps, has never actually had to screw in a light bulb, Ryan.
Oh, that was Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Ooh, Rush.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time getting into Rush.
I only know Rush from that book, what's it called? Ready Player One.
Oh, okay.
Like, they make several mentions to that band.
Oh, interesting.
In the book, it was one of the guy's favorite bands. Anyways, before we get further in the episode, today's episode, hey, by the way, it's your boy Gio. I'm just here pitching something
it's
real quick.
It's your boy Gio.
You've made it to the sponsor section, and lucky you, you've made it this far. This episode is brought to you by Ryan the Entertainer. For your next private event, wedding, or event that you need MC'd, go ahead and contact Ryan. He's great at putting on a good show. He gets the crowd involved and will make sure your event is a fun one to be at. Again, big thanks to our sponsor, Ryan the Entertainer. Check him out at facebook.com/RyanTheEntertainer. Yep, on to the show.
You know if that guy's making my name sound funny?
All right. I don't know if this is beef with you, Gio.
Dude, what's up, man?
Okay.
What's up? You said we needed to talk, and I brought Ryan to be on my side.
Okay.
And then we decided it's a good time to also record.
Okay.
So we're airing our dirty laundry out on the private airwaves of people's ear holes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm being as neutral as possible.
Yeah, I brought you in because I know you're a good mediator, you know?
But you said he was here to be on your side.
I did, and then I was like, you know what? That's not fair to my friend Levi. Like, we should have a mediator. And Ryan, you know, I was like, Ryan, you're good at being on my side or a mediator, so you're the perfect guy
for
the job.
I can mediate for your side.
Yeah.
Just wait. We're going to see how your feelings are after you hear what you did.
Oh, jeez. What did I do?
So.
Wait, this is what you brought me in for? Because this sounds like Levi's bringing you
in. Yeah, apparently I'm getting cornered here.
Maybe you shouldn't have done it.
I'm getting tiss-tossed here. The old tiss-toss piss-pot. Puts
all
me
right.
In the corner.
Here's what happens, okay? So it's very rare that I am graced with the sheer honor.
Here we go.
To get to go to lunch with the Gio.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
From Andrew Radio?
That
Gio?
The one and only.
Wow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He actually reached out to me and said, hey, you want to go to lunch?
And I'm thinking, like, I've made it in life.
Yeah.
Right? This guy's. Gio wants to hang out with me?
Go on.
So, you know, listeners, Gio just slammed down his beer.
Just put it down. I just put it down.
I think you can hear on the tape.
You know what? This is Levi Mood 3, and when he's in this mood, things sound louder, apparently. So
the music's so loud in my ears. In my ears.
So I text a friend, hey, man, I know you're off on Mondays. Would you like to go out to lunch?
Yeah. And so, like, you know, of the many fans of Gio that he could have had lunch with, he chose to spend some time with me.
Oh, okay.
You know, if we're picking bones, I got a bone to pick. One follow-up bone here.
Interesting.
Go on.
Gio, it sounds like you shouldn't have done that.
Right? Like, fuck me for wanting to hang out with him.
Okay, so what do you do? We hang out.
Yeah.
And we have a nice chat about life over lunch.
Where'd you go for lunch? Not that it matters.
La Taqueria.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, was chosen out of courtesy for Levi.
Sure.
And also, I like it there.
Okay. So, at the end, he's like, hey man, this was really great, really had a good time catching up with you, I feel like we never talk anymore. And I go, well, we hang out, when we record Man Room Radio, and he does the little hand wave, like waves it off, he goes, yeah, but that's just like Man Room talk.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So Ryan, I tell him, this is just man room talk now, right? Like,
I mean, I feel like when you brushed off Levi, you were also just brushing me off. This is man room talk. Okay. This is just man room talk.
No.
You guys, like, do you not value?
Oh gosh,
is this friendship on radio not important?
The things we talk about in here.
It is.
Does this mean nothing to you? The year and a half of work we put in here?
Work.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes conversations can last more than 26 minutes. with conversation patterns and pauses where we have to wait our turn to talk. Like, I'd like to have those also. You know, so that's all I'm saying, man.
Do you want
to
be a guest on Unnecessary?
Sure, dude. Sign me up.
Cool.
My bone.
Oh, here we go. This is his way out.
Well, hang on. Before we get to your bone, didn't we just decide, like, one night we were all hanging out, and it's like, we should just record this, because it was just bros hanging out, and it's like, hey, yeah, let's just record it.
I guess. Listen, that doesn't matter. So, like, you could always just put a microphone in the room, and it'd probably be, like, something interesting to listen to. Like, a month ago, dude. Like, maybe 2 months ago. When did WoW Vanilla Classic come out?
1 month and 4 days.
So one month and 4 days ago, Levi's like, hey man, I'm going to
take... Wait, hang on. Can I stop you for a second here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you on your bone with me right now?
Yeah.
I didn't know we'd made that transition.
Officially, just so you guys know, we've officially made the transition to Gio picking his bone with Levi. action. Okay. So
we've left Levi's bone.
Yes, and now we're it's officially been resolved. It's put into the things that shouldn't have been brought up. Not a big deal pile. Okay. So... Like, a month and 4 days ago...
But who's counting?
There's a pile for it. I said, you told me you're taking some time off work. And I was like, great, dude, that's really cool. And you're like, I'm not a week off. And I was like, cool. Hey, if you have any free time, if at any point you want to have lunch during this week of no work, hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard from you. So that picking item off of pile...
He did. You know what?
This is why I hit you up, because I never heard from you. I was like, you know what? I must have to be the one to reach out to hang out with my friend Levi, because that's just how, you know, it goes both ways, but I guess on this friendship, it's a one-lane road.
You were pulling this out just because I had a valid bone to pick with you. You're making this crap up.
I feel like
up.
I'm pretty valid, dude. A week off, and I said, hey,
if you have any extra time,
this week to have lunch... Let's make it happen.
I didn't have extra time. What do you want from me? I was leveling up my World of Warcraft.
It's like
character.
A follow-up. Like a follow-up courtesy. Hey, man, I was slammed all week. Never got a chance. Let's
get this hoping you'd understand that I needed to level up my character in the race to level 60.
I understand.
It doesn't sound like you understand.
Okay, look. I'm at fault here. that was a...
You're right, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, what do you call that where you do something out of, like...
I don't want to hear whatever.
Out of spite? Like, I only brought that up because you brought whatever you brought up. Okay. So I felt like I had to have an item to bring up.
If we rolled back
the
tapes...
So we'll go ahead and put these both in the items of piles of things that shouldn't have been brought up and don't matter.
If you went back in the tapes, you would see that I already said that already.
Oh, brother.
God, all right, what's next? Listen to me one time.
What's next? I just... You know what? You should thank me. I filmed half an episode for you. You know what? Why don't you bust out whatever content you thought of this morning and let's rip through it.
No.
Actually, I know one thing we're going to talk about and I'm excited to kind of go over it.
Please tell me what we're going to talk about.
So, about those bros.
The China bros?
The China bros,
oh,
dude.
I told you
guys about China bros ages ago.
Okay.
I wish I was right. Making this up. You're talking about right over here, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. It used to be that,
Pacific Taco.
Yeah.
No, both of you are wrong.
No, it used to be...
La Taqueria was Pacific Taco.
Yeah.
No, La Taqueria... was Pickup Sticks.
And before Pickup Sticks, it was Pacific Taco.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, I'm right. I'm right.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right, fine. You're maybe
that's,
right.
That's SP territory.
I concede.
Yeah, okay, so anyways, I don't know what this place was, but now it's China Bros.
Have you been to China Bros?
Yeah, I've been to the Bros. Have you been to the Bros?
Yeah. I told you guys about it.
Say it the right way.
I've been to the Bros.
Okay.
So
verdict?
To the Bros?
In the Bros. Don't make it weird. To the Bros.
Just check.
Let's just quick shotgun 1 through 10. 1 being eating your own vomit, 10 being
like Wendy's.
No, 10 being the best restaurant you've ever
been
to.
It's been a week and you still can't get the same
on the count of 3, say your number. 1, 2, 3,
six.
6. What'd you say?
6.
6.
8.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Yeah. Have you been to the Bamboo House?
Oof. No.
If you had, you
wait, you haven't been to the Bamboo
number?
House?
Maybe once in my life. No, I don't remember. Good. Not enough for me to remember.
So anyways, I've been twice. The first time I was like a 7.5. Second time brought it all the way down to like a 5. So I'm averaging 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I had a buddy recommend it to me. Not you, Ryan. Okay.
I don't remember you recommending it.
Okay.
I believe you that you did. Yeah. But I don't remember that. So I went to try it. I didn't know what to get.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you the first thing I liked about the place when I walked in? It's called China Bros. There's a bunch of Chinese bros in the back cooking.
Yeah, that, it did seem like there was just bros.
Yeah, like that's, I like that the name is what's going on. So I feel like these guys are going to know what they're doing.
People like to know what to expect.
They know who they are.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's important to know who you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Should say grumpy.
Okay, so here's the thing.
China bros.
So I will admit, when I went in, so I go in all happy.
Yeah, yep.
Because I'm happy. I walk in and I love everything I see.
And I mean, you're excited to try the place.
Yeah, and I just, you know, so I go in and I'm like, hey man, what should I get here? You know, because this menu has like 700 things.
It has a lot of things.
How do I know what to get? And he's like, he like just stares at me. I'm like, what should I get here? What's the thing? He's like, well, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I don't know, dude. Like, you tell me what's good here. Like, what is a good thing to get here? And he's like, whatever you want to get.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that guy sucks.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, dude. So I sit there. He's like, here, why don't you look at the menu? Okay. See the menu. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you, China bro.
So then, so I'm holding up the line at this point.
Oh, geez.
You know? And so then the guy who's clearly, like, probably the owner or brother of the owner or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's the guy
that... He sees that I can't decide. And he's like, hey, man, what's the deal here? You know, what do you want? I go, I don't know, man. You tell me. Like, what is good here? What do people get here? Like, what is the thing that's popular here? I just want to know. And then he points me to the General Chicken.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very solid pick.
So I get this General Chicken.
Yeah.
And he hands me this to-go menu. And he's like, you know, in the future, you can call us ahead of time and we'll have it ready for you. Or we deliver for $2.
That's pretty cool.
Well, $2 delivery is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'll get you General's Chicken. I take it home. So insanely good. I was craving, like, so obviously I was going to have it for breakfast the next morning. So there's enough for 3 portions in one.
There's a lot. Their portions are huge.
And I ate lunch the next day at like 10 o'clock because I was craving the next portion of my General's Chicken. So now I'm on a quest to eat every single thing on the menu.
Oh, geez.
And I have a checklist on my fridge.
No, you don't. Oh, the to-go menu. You're checking them off.
I have the to-go menu. Wow. I'm checking them off and ranking the food.
So have you had them deliver?
I've had them deliver. It takes like an hour for them to get here. So you have to
plan accordingly.
You have to plan accordingly. But yeah, I've had 4 things on the menu. Nothing has been as good as the General's Chicken. But another thing that was insanely good was it was called Hong Kong Chow Mein or Hong Kong noodles. So check it out, okay? It's like they take some sauce and meat and stuff, whatever they put it, but they put it on like fried noodles, so they're like hard and crispy.
Yeah.
So it's these like hard, crispy noodles,
ooh,
and you dump it on there, and you mash it all in there, and like the crunch you get from the noodles, and then it's like,
that sounds really good.
Yeah. Are you trying the appetizers too, or just like the entrees?
I haven't done appetizers yet. I've done like the house chow mein, which is okay, and then we did some other like beef.
Is the family on board?
Yeah, kind of. It's a little too garlicky for my wife. She doesn't react well to garlic, but I don't care. The food's for me, so.
Yeah, okay, sure. My experience was the first time I went, I don't remember what I got. I remember feeling like it was really good. Second time, it was really greasy, and it just was hard to finish. I only finished 1 of said 3 portions, and good riddance.
Oh, wow.
I will go back to try that Hong Kong whatever, though.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
And you, Ryan?
I really like the crab rangoon. That's sort of how I judge.
Oh, the appetizer?
Like, yeah, that's how I judge a Chinese place. Like, when I go to, like, a Italian place, I try, like, the chicken Alfredo. It's like, well, if you mess up, like, the easiest thing, like, it's not going to be that great of a place. But the crab rangoon's really good, and whatever I ordered was fine. I don't remember disliking it.
So, in a pinch, it's great if you're Levi. Check off the whole menu.
Every day.
That's our verdict on China Bros.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best China place in the world, and, you know, eat there every day.
Got it.
So all day, every day.
Okay, can I tell you another quick story?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I was actually hoping you would.
Oh, well, good. I have one for you.
All right.
So,
all right, that's all the time we have for Man and Raider.
Oh, jeez.
You know what? That's just hurtful.
Man and Raider. Would you ever wax your armpit?
No.
No. Why would you ask that?
Like,
I'm just thinking of something bad to, like, make a consequence for something.
No, I don't think I would have waxed my armpit. I wouldn't let you wax my armpit either.
You wouldn't have to.
So my daughter is now in a school that has middle schoolers at it.
Oh, this okay. is interesting. Yeah.
You know, it's the school is 4th to 8th grade. Oh. Right?
Yeah.
So she's becoming exposed to things.
That she wouldn't otherwise.
She wouldn't have otherwise. So.
She's breaking the timeline.
She is breaking the timeline.
Yeah.
So, my wife goes, Brooklyn, why don't you tell your dad the word you learned today?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
She looks up at me and she goes, and she has a look of, like, disappointment that this word exists. Like, she's unhappy that she has to say it, but she's going to be, my daughter's very factual.
Really?
So, Brooke, why don't you tell us the word you learned today? She looks at me, dick.
What?
So I don't know the context.
She said, you gotta know the context.
She learned that word.
No, I just know she learned that word, so she knows what that word means now. So, if she calls either of you a dick now, you'll know.
Does she have the green light to call people dicks?
You guys, yeah. Oh.
I mean, really?
Of course.
Can I get the definition that was given?
Like, a male penis.
Okay. As opposed to the female penis?
Yeah.
No, it's a, like, and like, uses and like a jerk.
Yeah, and like also a jerk, right? But interchangeable. Yeah. So, yeah.
I feel like it's rougher than a jerk.
Thank you, middle schoolers, for that one.
Yeah.
For corrupting my pure, innocent daughter.
What's next?
Oosh. Well, real curse
words. Guess we'll see you next Tuesday when we find out.
Yeah, I'll ask her what other curse words she's learned. She's also told us that if she could say the F word, she would say, F you, Lord Voldemort. Oh. Because she hates Lord Voldemort.
Nice.
But she's not allowed to say the F word, so she uses code like F word.
No. Okay, can I tell you something that grinds my gears?
Yes.
Oh.
And then I got a grindy thingy,
too. Do we have the... are we going to the grind the gear corner?
I will get to grind the gears right now.
I want to get to the grind the gear corner. Okay. Let's just make our way over.
Do you have something that grinds your gears?
No, this is just one of our segments.
Okay,
We're walking over to the...
Do you know how loud that probably is for the listeners, the thing you're doing right now?
My footsteps are really loud.
Let's grind some gears.
Let's grind them.
Ooh.
It's loud.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, that's grinding my gears.
Hey, grind those gears.
It's so loud in my ears.
This happened when we were at China Bros, too.
Okay.
All right. I can't stand it when people wear, like, a suit and tie and they don't... You know they don't need to be wearing it. Like...
Yeah.
Like, you know... Guys in their 20s working at a bank. Like, when you work in a bank, you don't need to wear a suit and tie. Like, you do, actually. Like, your boss makes you.
But you don't need to.
But I think that's stupid, right? And like, or, like phone salesmen. You know? Like, working at Verizon's. Like,
they have long sleeves, button up, in a tie.
Yeah, like, you look like an idiot. Like, you're having lunch at China Bros. You know? Like, this is, like, this... Or, like, you're eating lunch at McDonald's or wherever it is, right? Like,
in a suit
and tie, like... Stop.
Well, it's not their choice, though, right? It's the company dress code?
I don't know. I don't know what phone places do. I know realtors do it all the time. And, like, they won't have an appointment or anything. They're just like...
Like, when I see a bunch of business guys in suit and ties eating dinner at, like, a restaurant, sure. Right? Like, I go, like, okay, that makes sense. But when you're eating, like, at, a, like, a fast food or takeout place, you're walking in a suit and tie, you know, you're probably, like... On your Twitter app or whatever. Like, these young guys just, these, you know...
You were so old.
Yeah.
Dude, like, if you, like, go get a job at McDonald's or something.
Your Twitter app.
Yeah, like, knock it off. Take off that suit and tie.
Does that grind your gears?
It does. It grinds my gears. I'm like, fucking guy in a suit. Like, get out of that suit. You don't need that thing. You look like an idiot.
Can I tell you a new thing that I just recently learned grinds my gears?
What? All right, let's stay in this corner.
When somebody is doing something, and it doesn't matter what, we're not in conversation, and they laugh. Just,
what?
That grinds my gears, too.
Give me an example.
Hang on. Yeah. I'm playing on my phone, Gio.
Oh.
I'm laughing just to get you to ask me what I'm doing.
I
hate
80% agree with you.
Like, you know what?
Of course I do, though. But...
Yeah. But if you want to share something with me, you'd be like, hey, Ryan, check this out. I just read this. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Don't just be,
what? What if you actually think it's funny? Like, what? Because I do laugh out loud at some things.
Well, then, that's not to get my attention. That doesn't bother me.
But the one that's blatantly, like, it's quiet and I know you're doing it.
Can I tell you another one? That, like, same vein, almost exactly. So, Gio, you may not know this, but we play video games a lot, and we're in Discord.
Yeah.
And once you break up,
do people do that from? Do people do that on Discord?
Yes, you'll be in Discord and someone will just be like, ha ha ha. And they do. They want you to ask them, like,
what's funny? What are you laughing at? What you doing over there? Oh. I intentionally ignore it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I feel like on games, yeah.
That's this is a time I've intentionally ignored someone. Mm-hmm. Similar thing. They got a tattoo on their shoulder. And like, oh my gosh, this tattoo hurts so bad. Oh my gosh, it was really painful. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I got it though. But this tattoo hurts so bad. But it's a really important tattoo for me.
They're just begging for you to ask to see it.
And I kept on just being like, yeah, I'll bet it did hurt.
Is this on, like, game chat?
No, this is different. This is in real life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I didn't make that.
You were going to bring up a game chat, though. Something else grinded your gear. It was along the same vein as ha ha ha.
No, that's what it was. It was in Discord when people do that. Yeah.
That's when I noticed how much I hate it.
Oh, okay. So this happened to you in Discord.
Yeah. And I was like,
you noticed it.
Why? I can't see what you're looking at. I'm not going to ask. I'm playing a game. Sorry. Like, I don't say that. That's just my thought process. And then, like, the next day at work, I was in the break room, and I was having my lunch, and I was playing on my phone. And the guy across the room from me goes, and I look up, and he's just looking at me. Like,
oh, yeah, that.
I'm like, I'm not going to ask you what you're looking at. Did you have a grind your gear corner?
No, I don't. So
nothing grinds Gio's gears. He is as happy as a clam at all times. So, but listeners, maybe you have something that grinds your gears. So why don't you send it to our Twitter switch? And
So we can... Yeah, Twitter switch. Send it to our
Twitter. Is that a thing? Did I get that right?
No, not even close.
Failed miserably. Send it to our email or Facebook. Or are we trying to segue here? Okay. Send it to our... You know what? What would be a good place for it? Facebook.
Facebook.com/ManRoomRadio.
Twitter?
Yeah. Face snap. Mm-hmm. Send Facebook.com/ManRoomRadio or email us what grind your gear. So next time Twitter we visit the gear grinder, we can get your thing. Hey, do we have any listener emails we want to get to as we leave the gear corner?
Do we? Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
This is an extended edition here.
Yeah.
You're driving now.
Yeah, we definitely got... Do you want me to access it?
Yeah, access it.
Okay, take me for a ride, Uncle Gio.
I mean, as we're saying... We're going to give you an example. Like, listeners submitted things. This is going on... Mail time. This is the mail time zone. This is the mail zone.
Don't you think you could have run this in our production meeting first?
Oh, brother. We know you don't show up to those anyway.
You couldn't have run this by me in our production meeting.
Great, guess
what? Or, you know what? Maybe not in our production meeting. In our pre-production meeting,
great.
You could have ran this by. Great. And I could have known... I would have slotted this in for you.
It was sent to us on Facebook Messenger, actually, I think.
Okay, Facebook Messenger.
Right? I don't know. I'm looking for it. I wish it was...
I feel like it was good, though. I remember chuckling at it to get someone's attention.
Oh, God. I read it, and
I would remember it if it was presented to me at the pre-production meeting.
I thought it was phenomenal, but now I can't find it.
Okay. Well, glad we used this time, Gio.
Oh, jeez. What is your issue, dude?
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad the listeners got to listen to this.
What's your problem, dude? You know what? Listeners, most of the times, like, this is like if you're commuting, you don't mind. You're like, all right, it's easier to just keep listening than change to something else.
Right here, you can make some excuses for the listeners on their behalf.
I'm not making excuses. You need to calm the F down. Is this what it's like?
You sent to ManRoom Radio.
Okay.
Man, I wish... Did you already find it?
I'm going to, because I'm great at finding things.
Inbox.
Okay, here we go. Oh, jeez.
Haha, found it.
Thank you.
Nope, I have to install Messenger.
Yeah, what the hell?
When did this happen?
All right, I guess
so. Do I need to go back and cut this section out, guys?
Like, no, okay, I got it. We went over retirement plans like two episodes ago.
Yes.
So a listener submitted his retirement plan. Does this listener have Fanboy Tommy?
Yeah.
Fanboy Tommy. My retirement plan. I'm a diner guy. One of those guys you see. You had me at I'm a diner guy, I'm not going to lie. Because I was like, I forgot that was a guy, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I'm a diner guy. One of those guys who has breakfast at the same diner with the same crazy old dudes every goddamn day. We know the servers, the cooks, and all the regulars, and are just broing it up on the daily between the hours of 6 to 8 a.m. Then I go to my new job, finger quotes, as a volunteer at a zoo, Wildland Park, SeaWorld, or something like that. I get in for free because I volunteer. I learn a ton about all the animals. Then I go around and only tell people crazy wrong facts about all the animals. You know gazelles have delicious milk? The penguin is really the leather daddy of the animal kingdom. And so on. Until I get fired. Then I move on to my next zoo, wildland park, or safari, or whatever. And do the same thing over and over until I die.
I feel like you'd have to move a lot because there's only so many zoos.
You're volunteering, though. They're not paying you. They're not going to care.
Yeah. But you got fired.
Well, they asked you to stop coming.
I love that. I want to be a diner guy.
I definitely like the diner guy.
That was really good.
So, anyways.
Fanboy Tommy, right?
Yeah, Fanboy Tommy. Thanks for the user submission. Keep them coming, guys. We'll check you out next time. Hopefully we'll be in a new location.
Like a zoo? Like, not in here? This is louder than the intro.
No.
In my ears. In my ears.
This is really loud, though.
Oh, God.
Don't do that to the listener. Look at that.
Oh, my ear. That was you saying, oh, God.
Oh.
From the dark depths of Levi's belly button. We'll catch you next time.
China Bros!